Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. I'm George Henry. The city has released its plans on the construction project for 9th Street from Rhododendron to Kingwood Street. The city will be installing a new water line along 9th Street, and preliminary work is already underway with marking of the underground utilities. Assistant City Manager Megan Messmer said in a press release yesterday that actual construction work is to begin today with exploratory excavation. Actual installation of the new 16-inch water pipeline is expected to begin on May 3rd. The project is expected to take approximately 6 months to complete. During this time, there will be delays expected, and City Manager Aaron Reynolds says they are working on a contingency for public safety and ambulance.
We've already been communicating with those agencies, and they're aware, and of course, that will be of utmost consideration as the contractors work through that corridor throughout the duration of the project.
The project will cost an estimated $2.07 million. The Florence area saw another significant jump in the COVID-19 numbers yesterday as 10 more were added to the list, bringing the total to 215. The latest jump is an indication that people are letting their guard down. It's not yet known whether the latest cases are part of an outbreak or community spread. We're awaiting verification from Lane County Public Health. Lane County has added 65 new cases total yesterday. The state added 473 new cases. The Oregon Health Authority issues new risk levels today, and Lane County will move to the high-risk category on Friday, which will limit indoor activities such as movie theaters to 25% of capacity. This will also affect indoor dining at restaurants. Last night, the Florence City Council unanimously approved their work plan for the 2021 through 2023 biennium. The council has been working toward the decision with the help of the city staff since the beginning of the year. The work plan consists of a comprehensive look at the next 2 years and addresses goals of housing initiatives, family wage jobs and workforce development, community beautification efforts, as well as policy involving public safety and the Florence Event Center. The in-depth document is available on the city's website at ci.florence.or.us. The city also issued a proclamation on the celebration of Arbor Day, which will be celebrated on April 30th. Last week, the Siuslaw School District released information that a member of the school staff had contracted COVID-19, and the school underwent a deep cleaning over the weekend. Individuals who had come in contact with a staff member were notified. This brought up the question of how many of the faculty and staff were vaccinated. Due to privacy concerns, there's no way to know how many opted for a vaccination, but School Superintendent Annie Gris-Koyak said that roughly 85% of the teaching staff had requested to be scheduled for vaccination. Registration opens today for this Friday's vaccination clinic at the Florence Event Center. Individuals wanting to schedule their first shot of COVID-19 vaccine can go to lanecounty.org/vaxclinics to sign up for an appointment. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021.